You know, I haven't actually quantified this, but I think I've taken a picture similar to this one every year and put it up here on Weekly 50. And sure enough, this year is no exception. This is a classic shot of a garden spider eating breakfast or lunch or something like that. I've been taking these pictures for, 4 or 5 years now. Every autumn we get these yellow and black garden spiders, and they're super cool to look at. They're, I don't know, about as big as the palm of your hand if its legs are all stretched out. And so they look kind of scary. I don't think they actually are interested in people at all. And I've never had one bite me or anything. They always show up about this time of year. And my kids and I really enjoy feeding them grasshoppers. And you could say that's cruel. How could we do that? But it's teaching them about nature. And I've titled this shot The Food Chain because that's exactly what my oldest son, who's 6 years old, said as we fed this spider grasshopper. And to be clear, when I say fed the spider grasshopper, we caught a grasshopper and kind of got it stuck in the spider webs. We didn't pull its legs off or anything like that, but we sort of put it in the web and it got stuck. And my kids said, "Oh, it's a battle, Daddy. Who's going to win?" And yeah, you could say, well, that's being cruel to animals. And if so, I apologize. My intention isn't to be cruel. My intention is to teach my kids about nature. And when my oldest son saw this, he goes, "Daddy, that's the food chain." He said, "That grasshopper probably ate some other things. And now that grasshopper is being eaten." And maybe it's morbid. I don't know. But I use the whole thing as this learning opportunity to explain, or rather let my kid explain to me and then me sort of confirm what he said, about how nature works and how the food chain works. In terms of technical specifications, I shot this with my DSM-50 50mm lens, of course, because it's on Weekly 50. And I used a lot of things that I've learned in the past, such as my +4 close-up filter. Instead of a +10 or a +2 or +1, I knew that a +4 would get me as close as I needed to show the spider, as well as a bit of context. And you all know I'm such a huge fan of context. The +10 filter would have gotten way too close. You would have seen the mouth of the spider and not much else. But the +4 filter got me the context I was looking for. And I shot this at F8, at least I'm pretty sure it was F8, because I wanted a wide depth of field. I also used what I've learned in terms of composition. And if you look at spiders or at pictures I posted like this from past years, a lot of them aren't as well composed as this one. And I intentionally tried to put myself so the spider is in this grayish part. You're actually looking up at the eaves of my house here, rather than over to one side, which would have been the brick, or the other side, which would have been the sky, and that would have made the spider not really stand out from the background. I also wanted to get a little bit of web in the background. So the composition of this photo was an intentional choice by me, and it took, I don't know, dozens of photos to get this one. This is one out of many that I took, because I was really trying to get that composition just right. And I look at this photo and I think about the story of me and my kids and this spider and grasshopper, but I also think about the way in which I've grown as a photographer and learned things to help me take the picture that I'm really trying to take. And if I was to say a message after all this or a takeaway, it would be to keep doing what you're doing, keep practicing your photo taking, but revisit the photos you've taken in the past and see if there's growth taking place. See what you've learned since the last time you shot in a particular location or used a particular subject or things like that. It never hurts to take the same types of photos over time. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you do, I would recommend that you use it as a way to learn about your art and craft.